Please cross College Avenue and walk towards the emergency phone. To the left of the emergency phone is a small glassed-in portion of the building. This is Career Services. Need to learn how to dress for a job interview? How to create an awesome resume? Find an internship? Connect to potential employers at an on-campus career fair? The Career Services Center will get you ready to impress your new boss. Last year, over 600 employers visited campus to recruit our students. Companies that hired WVU grads in the last year include IBM, BB&T, Chesapeake Energy, General Electric, PNC, U.S. Steel, and Halliburton. Every student has access to Mountaineer Track, our online career assistance software. Students can log on via any computer or at one of the job kiosks located around campus to see 8,000 internships, part-time and full-time jobs. The Office of Student Employment assists students in finding part-time and seasonal employment. This academic year, nearly 1,500 students have been placed into on- and off-campus positions. Continue walking past the emergency phone and stop in front of the WVU bookstore, which is on your left. This is WVU's central bookstore. It sells souvenirs, supplies, and of course, textbooks. Students can drop off their schedules prior to the start of a semester and come back later for their books. Students also can use an online database to buy textbooks and have them shipped to their door. The bookstore offers textbook rentals and digital content downloads. Other bookstores on campus are located at the Health Sciences Center, Evansdale Crossing, and the Law School. Please feel free to pause the recording if you want to go inside the Barnes & Noble bookstore and buy a t-shirt or other Mountaineer gear. Continue walking past the bookstore along the building. You are approaching the Mountaineer mascot statue and the mountain lair. The Mountaineer mascot statue represents the pioneering, fearless spirit of West Virginia and WVU. In addition to this beloved statue, WVU has a living Mountaineer. Every year, a student is chosen to represent us as the Mountaineer. WVU is unique in having a real person as a mascot, rather than an animal or someone in a foam costume. The Mountaineer does much more than appear at dozens of WVU athletic events. He or she makes hundreds of appearances every year, reaching to kids in local schools, visiting student send-offs in the summer, and welcoming students to campus. You are now in front of the Mountain Lair, one of the top student unions in the world. Enter the Mountain Lair and go up the stairs. Please pause the recording until you are standing next to the information desk at the top of the stairs. The lair includes restaurants and a food court, a movie theater, bowling alleys, billiard tables, a radio station, art gallery, a post office, copy center, and lounges. Students can find places to study, relax, or people watch throughout the building. Besides being a place to grab a bite and meet friends, the Mountain Lair houses the student-run campus radio station, U92. In the student organization wing, you can learn about Student Government Association and the 460 student clubs on campus. Please go to the second floor, take either the stairs in front of you or elevators behind you and to your left. Pause the recording until you reach the second floor. Here, you can see the names of past award-winning scholars on the bronze wall plaques. WVU has a proud tradition of Rhodes Scholars, with 25 to date. The Rhodes Scholarship is the most prestigious scholarship for undergraduate college students. Recipients spend 2 years at Oxford University in England. WVU students have also earned 22 Truman Scholarships, which honor undergraduates who plan to work in the public sector. The Harry Truman Foundation named WVU one of only 17 Truman Honor Institutions in the nation. WVU students have also captured 44 Goldwater Scholarships, the most prestigious award given to undergraduates in science. Hannah Klipp made WVU history by earning both a Goldwater and a Udall Scholarship, which honors students pursuing environmental careers. Hannah would get up at dawn to conduct Golden Eagle surveys, sink into knee-deep mud to collect insect samples, and endure icy winds to check on black bear dens. Her research appeared in a national journal when she was an undergraduate. WVU also boasts 46 Fulbright scholars. In 2015-2016 year, 7 students earned the Fulbright, which enables them to spend a year studying, researching, or teaching abroad. Our Aspire office, located in Colson Hall, helps undergraduates apply for and win these types of awards. Please walk straight back through the open hallway. On your right are the blue and gold ballrooms, where something is always going on, like job fairs, concerts, or the David C. Hardesty Jr. Festival Ideas Lecture Series. Speakers such as Spike Lee, Ariana Huffington, Gore Vidal, and Maya Angelou helped expand horizons and spark dialogue. Please continue walking down the hallway until you see the food court below you. It includes Sparrow, Hatfield's, Saiku Sushi, Tzatziki's, Chick-fil-A, The Side Pocket, Jack's, Convenience Store, Burger King, and Witch Witch. Students can use their Mountie Bounty accounts to pay for meals. Mountie Bounty is a debit account that students access through the Mountaineer cards, which are also their student ID cards. Students can deposit money into their account and use their card across campus, at the WVU Bookstore, campus eateries, and at least 40 other locations around town. Also in the lair, PNC Bank offers students and employees access to the bank's full range of services, ATMs, and a direct deposit service for financial aid and tuition reimbursement. The Mount Lair box office is a hub for information and tickets to the latest WVU arts and entertainment performances, from Stomp to Mamma Mia. Students looking for something fun to do at the end of a long week can come to WVU Up All Night at the Lair. These are fun, free activities held nearly every Thursday through Saturday night. Thousands come for free food, movie marathons, concerts, dances, and nationally known comedians. Walk through the doors and exit the Mount Lair. If you turn toward the hill to your left, you will see a long red brick building. This is Stonecker Hall.